This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you ask why in the world are people still getting scammed by celebrities claiming that they need money, the simple answer is that the people that are the scam artists are getting better at scamming you.
And making you think it's real. As a woman in Texas found out, her name is Desiree. She was DM'd in her Instagram account by Morgan Wallen. Now, a lot of us would be like, I'm sure Morgan Wallen's not DMing me, but here's the problem. They made an artificial AI video of Morgan. If you look closely to the video, and I've posted it on John and Tammy's Facebook page, you can totally tell that it's not real in the fact that you can't really establish that what Morgan is saying is what you hear Morgan saying.
But you really, really, really have to look.
Here's what happened.
And I saw the video, and it made sense. It sounded good. It was true. I mean, I thought it would be nice.
I just wanted to let you know how stunning you look in the picture you sent me. I also want you to know that I'm real.
I needed validation at the time, and I think I got it from this person. I shared my bank account information. We start dating, and you work under me for me. So I thought life is changing. They put $6,000 in my Capital One account, told me to go buy $500 at a time gift cards. It all made sense because it's music, Apple Music. It made sense,
I guess, if you, and this is heartbreaking to hear, say something like, I needed validation.
Sure.
And I got validation.
That's
it was
exactly
the time of my life
happened.
When I needed. That makes me sad for this person.
It does.
Also, the fact that she's out, how much?
She ended up losing $18,000 total.
God.
And this is what they did. He got her to believe he was real first. And made it real personal, and then we can date, and you know it'd be great? Gosh, I really could use someone like you working for me. So, you know, you build it up that way, and then with that fake video, oh my God.
It does not look fake, and you throw in the fact that you're insecure, that you might be a little bit lonely, that you're turned on by Morgan Wallen, and it does look like it's a video of Morgan Wallen. I would have gotten fooled by that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would never give any star money. I know once that happens, okay, definitely, but I mean, let's just go ahead and say, and don't think I haven't thought about it, if Sarah Evans sends me a video once and says, hey, John, you know, I'd like to know if you want to have some banana pudding with me someday.
Yes, and then she slowly builds a relationship with you, and you believe
her? Starts with some food. That's how you get me.
I know.
I'm only halfway joking.
Yes.
And maybe I'm lonely, or maybe I'm sad about myself. And all of a sudden, I'm like, wow, some attention. This is really nice. We're too far into this now to know that this is never going to happen. There's never going to be a legit star, quote unquote, asking you for money. And if they are, they're not a star.
Yeah. And every artist has fake accounts that pop up. One of the big ones that I've been getting lately is Nate Smith, because when you start posting things with the artists and tag them, these scammers, you know, follow all that. And I don't know how many I've had to delete. I had sent one to Nate just because it was so ridiculous. He's like, I don't even understand it. I mean, just like, what? It's bad.
I just recently got sucked into something that I got rid of before it even became anything. I liked the fact that Maren Morris posted that she had new music coming.
Uh-huh.
That's all I did. Just liked it.
Yep.
Like, cool. New Maren.
Yep.
Down for that. All of a sudden, boom, ad, boom, request, boom, hi, DM. I'm like, no, this is not. So, I got rid of that one real quickly.
Mm-hmm. I just had to email a record rep and ask if this was a fake email address for one of their newer artists. Somebody's supposed to be this new artist named Chase McDaniel. Hello, good day. Please, how do I get my songs to play on your radio station? Kindly get back to me, please.
Yep, that sounds very much like a country guy named Chase McDaniel.
Yes. Like, people are going in deep. It's crazy.
Well, was it fake?
I don't know. I literally just emailed Bill.
Right.
Wow. Good catch.
Yeah. I know. And you have to. You have to be wary. But like John said, the minute it's money, it's just not.
Hate to rain on your crush parade, but.
Yeah.
I mean.
I know. It sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
$18,000 down. Oof. That poor woman.
I know.
I'm sure it was pretty evident by his performance on Saturday night and your response to his performance. Nate Smith doesn't need any money from you right now. He's doing just fine. Here he is, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOF.
Standing up here, this is, I know it's not a dream. It's real, and it feels so real.
That is Kenny Chesney, who added another jewel to his massive career crown, and that would be being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Congratulations, and long overdue, in my opinion, to Kenny Chesney.
Well, they had three inductees. One was for non-performer. The winner of that, his name was Tony Brown. He's a big producer and a four-time Grammy winner. Also, the Veterans Era nominee was June Carter Cash. And then
Wait a second. June Carter Cash wasn't in the Country Music Hall of Fame until yesterday?
Mm-mm.
What?
I know. And for the modern era, it was Kenny Chesney. 12 CMAs, including Entertainer of the Year four times. 11 ACMs, including Entertainer of the Year four times. 6 Grammy Awards and over 31 number one songs.
So, okay, I was at first kind of shocked that Kenny Chesney took so long to get in. Back to June Carter. June Carter Cash, Johnny's wife, right? The one that like saved his life. And oh by the way, wrote Ring of Fire.
Yes.
And part of the legendary Carter family music group.
Yes.
Just gets inducted?
Well, and I don't think that they do like a handful of people every year. So if you think of all of the legends, if they're only doing one or two a year, it's going to take a while to get everybody in there.
Well, back to Kenny Chesney, truly overwhelmed by this honor.
I had a really big dream, and I'm still pushing that dream as far as I can. You know, I just wanted to record and write songs that reflected the lives of a lot of people that came to our shows. And I just wanted to spread as much positive energy and love as I possibly could. And it is, standing up here, this is, I know it's not a dream. It's real. And it feels so real. And I just want to say thank you.
Wow, it sounds like a man who, despite all of his riches, is truly humbled by this honor.
So it's a very exclusive club to be in the Country Music Hall of Fame because there's only three inductees a year. A non-artist, like a producer, a legendary artist, and then a modern era. And a person for the modern era, it has to have been at least 20 years since their first hit single.
Okay. So much more selective than, say, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
That can put, like, you know, up to like 10 people
a time in. Yeah.
Well, that makes more sense, I guess. But still, good Lord, June Carter Cash.
Well, but think of all the ones who were there before her, you know, Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings and, you know, all of those people. If there's only one legend a year.
One might argue that June Carter should have been in before her husband. Mm-hmm. It's a good argument. Tammy's looking at me saying, what do you know about June Carter's music? You were a rock
you
guy.
Were a big,
you were a metalhead before you met me.
When you were growing up listening to the Carter family. Sure, John.
Hey, man, I saw the movie a couple times. 833-287-1037. How about we get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to Leading Ladies Live. Who knows? Maybe you'll be watching one of the future Country Music Hall of Famers at our show May 15th at Belmont Park's Beach House. 833-287-1037. Call now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
In the air to right field. Towards the corner. It's back. It's gone. Welcome to Slam Diego.
It feels like Christmas Eve, but better. It's opening day Eve. I've been waiting for, well, since October, when we only had one more game.
I know.
To knock the Dodge. It doesn't matter. It's last year, John.
It is. It's over.
Windshield, not rear view, baby.
Yes.
Half full, not half empty. I'm so excited. For years, I have been trying. I have been begging. I have been nagging. Producer Jessica, can we please get legendary television voice of the San Diego Padres, Don Orsillo, on our show. The man who coined the phrase Slam Diego. The man who coined the phrase Man Oh Man Oh Manny into a sea of San Diegans and so many more. He joins us at 7:35 this morning and I am bouncing off the wall to talk to him. I think he's got the best job in the world. I can't wait to have a conversation with the legendary Don Orsillo at 7:35 this morning. Yes, what?
I'm just like,
what?
You've just been talking. I know you're excited. I get that. I totally do. I want to talk about where we're going to be tomorrow, though, because of it being opening day. We have to go and be a part of this.
Oh, we don't have to do anything. We're so stoked to be able to do it tomorrow. We're getting things started early like all y'all are because it's a 1:10 first pitch. But there's so many ceremonies before. It's opening day, baby. You want to get to the ballpark early. That's why we're going to be at Rockin' Baja Lobster Gas Lamp on 5th Avenue from 9:30 to 11:30. Now, we know you got plenty of choices throughout Gas Lamp before you get to the Padres game. However, we're going to really make it worth your while at Rockin' Baja Lobster.
Well, not only are we going to be excited because of opening day, we have a chance for you to win tickets to Boots in the Park just for coming out and hanging out with us at Rockin' Baja Lobster.
Obviously, drinking food specials. Boots in the Park tickets. Listen, you're going to be downtown, hopefully, if not going to the game, just to revel in the awesomeness that is the opening day party. So why don't you stop in to Rockin' Baja Lobster, the Gas Lamp District, 5th Avenue location. I'll try to keep my stuff together, but I don't promise anything. 9:30, we start things off to 11:30, and we head over to Petco Park when the gates open and get ready for opening day and hopefully the start of a magical, historical, calm down, John, 2025 Padres baseball season.
Do you need me to hold your hand or something? I know you're excited because Don Orsillo is going to be joining us in less than a half hour, and you're just, woo, you're buzzing.
I know you're trying to make fun of me, but I will be honest.
I'm not making fun of you, John. I'm being serious.
Hold my hand, no.
Because I'd like to talk.
Yes.
I want to be able to talk to you.
I promise you, I remember this is a partnership, but I'm asking you a favor as my partner.
Yes.
I don't want you to hold my hand, quote unquote, but I would like to give me a look once in a while if I start to spaz out or give me a little pump the brakes hand gesture. Maybe we should work that out right now. we'll play some music. We'll work out the hand signals.
Okay.
And then at 7:35, Don Orsillo joins us. Yeah, the very same Don Orsillo that, you know, coined the phrase Slam Diego. T-shirt I wear. I just happen to wear all the time. He came up with that.
Okay.
Going to ask him how, by the way. I'm really fascinated to hear his process. 7:35, that happens. And again, 9:30 tomorrow, we start things at Rockin' Baja Lobster, Gas Lamp District, 5th Avenue to be exact, for our Padres pregame for opening day. Reminder, you can listen, if you can't get out, you can listen to every Padres game, every pitch during the regular season and playoffs, and our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Stacy in El Cajon. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
Stacy, would you do me a favor and please kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please leave the studio?
You bet. Good luck.
All right, Stacy, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garagedoorandgatestore.com. I also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Yes.
Happy 30th anniversary to Toy Story. True or false? Toy Story was the first feature-length film created entirely by CGI, computer-generated imagery.
True.
Project Runway began filming season 21 this week after announcing the return of the show's original host. Which supermodel is the show's original host? Cindy Crawford, Heidi Klum, or Tyra Banks?
Tyra Banks.
The Jonas Brothers are celebrating 20 years of music, announcing at JonasCon a new album, a major tour, and a holiday special to air on Disney Plus. Tell me the three brothers that make up the Jonas Brothers.
Nick, Joe, I don't know the third one. Sorry.
All right. GQ's April cover star is Ben Affleck. Founded in 1931, this men's magazine covers fashion, style, and culture, along with topics like travel, food, and entertainment. What does GQ stand for?
I don't know.
Okay, and finally, Trisha Yearwood received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week. The ceremony took place near the iconic Capitol Records building, which also happens to be the place where Yearwood released her 2019 album, Let's Be Frank, an album of classics by what singer?
I don't know that one, sorry.
Let's get Tim back in. Now, Stacy, seems I asked you all the wrong questions today.
Or I'm just not quite awake yet.
Okay. Okay, well, either one's fair, I guess. Tam today, Stacy and I just, you know.
Didn't connect?
1 out of 5.
Okay.
Happy 30th anniversary to Toy Story. What would that make Andy from Toy Story, like 42 years old now?
Something like that.
Oh, my God.
He's got kids of his own.
Oh, my God. Toy Story, true or false, was the first feature-length film created entirely by CGI, computer-generated imagery.
Sure, true.
Yeah, it is true. I would have thought it came before that, but no. 1 to 1. Project Runway began filming season 21 this week after announcing the return of the show's original host. Which supermodel is the show's original host? Is it Cindy Crawford, Heidi Klum, or Tyra Banks?
Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum, yeah.
Hello! What she sounds like every time she comes out on the runway.
How'd she sound?
Hello!
That's funny. All right, it's 2 to 1. Stacy went with Tyra Banks. The Jonas Brothers are celebrating 20 years of music, announcing at JonasCon a new album, a major tour, and a holiday special to air on Disney Plus. Who are the three brothers that make up the Jonas Brothers?
Joe.
Yes.
Joe Jonas. Nick Jonas.
And?
And Joe, Nick, and, oh my God.
He always gets left
I know.
Out.
Joe.
Despite being the most
Nick,
normal.
I know, and
friendly.
Oh my God!
You better get ready to hit the button. Joe, Nick,
oh,
and
Kevin.
Kevin, how do you forget? Oh, that's right. His parents did.
Yes.
not the Jonas Brothers parents, but, you know, Home Alone parents. Okay, anyway, that's exactly who Stacy forgot as well. Poor Kevin. Can the guy ever catch a break? Know. 2 to 1, Tammy. Tammy GQ's April cover star is Ben Affleck. Founded in 1931, the men's magazine covers fashion, style, and culture, along with topics like travel, food, and entertainment. What does GQ stand for?
Gentleman's Quarterly.
Yes, Gentleman's Quarterly.
Ben looks really good on the cover, too.
Well, this is just
I
handsome
like the
guy.
Photo spread they did.
Now 3 to 1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Trisha Yearwood received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week. The ceremony took place near the iconic Capitol Records building, which, coincidentally, also happens to be the place where Yearwood recorded her 2019 album, Let's Be Frank, an album of classics by what singer?
Frank Sinatra?
That is right. Stacy did not know. Final score, Tammy 4, Stacy 1. Stacy, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money this morning, but you still get a prize just for hanging out with us.
You have a pair of tickets to join us for our Leading Ladies Live with Avery Anna, CeCe, Megan Patrick, Priscilla Block, and Runaway June. Beach House, Belmont Park on May 15th.
Oh, thank you.
Stacy, have a wonderful day. Before you leave, however, I have to have you say this.
I am Stacy in Oklahoma, and I've dropped out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Mountain.
He is one half of what I happen to feel is the best play-by-play announcing team in all of baseball. And thankfully, he works for the San Diego Padres.
Driven to right field. High, deep, and it is gone! In to a sea of San Diegans! High drive, deep right field. We are all in the crowd zone! Machado hits one to right center field. Manny Machado stands alone as the Padres' all-time home run leader! Man, oh man, oh Manny!
Good morning, Don Orsillo.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Dude, I'm so excited to talk to you.
I appreciate that. It's very kind of you.
So I'm wondering, Don. Hi, I'm Tammy, by the way. It's nice to meet you.
Hi, Tammy. Nice to meet you.
I'm wondering if I shouldn't ask my questions first, because once John starts going, it's going to be kind of tough, and I don't want to cut him off. All right.
Okay. It's all cool. Oh, it's all good.
Don, you have seemingly two big hobbies, fishing and cooking. Which one do you like best and why?
You nailed it. 100%. They're both things I do to make me kind of relax, I guess. It's what I like to do to kind of clear my mind. So when I'm not doing baseball or working, I find that fishing and cooking are both very relaxing to me. And I would have to say, if I had to pick one, the fishing would probably be the best, just because it's when I'm certainly my most relaxed, because I'm out in the boat, I'm out in the bay, on the water. And even if I don't catch fish, which is, by the way, most of the time, it's still relaxing.
Whenever you post any of your cooking videos, you have a nickname for your restaurant that you cook for.
Yes, Donatangelo. And I'll tell you exactly what it is, where it's from. My grandfather's name was Donatangelo, and he came from Italy to the United States and brought my family over here. And when they got here, they changed the name from Donatangelo to Donald to Americanize it. How disappointing is that? I'd be so much cooler if I was Donna D'Angelo.
What does one have to do to get an invitation reservation for your restaurant, which is his house, by the way? But
Tammy, for you, it's open anytime. We will take your reservation anytime you'd like to come over. It's a very small restaurant. It's one table. It has six chairs, and usually there are a few empty, so anytime.
We're talking to Don Orsillo, the television voice of our San Diego Padres. Are you Don over there?
I am.
Okay,
see,
yes.
Now you
awesome.
Get to go, John.
Awesome.
And go.
Don, I have so many questions I want to ask you. First of all, your legendary catchphrases, the man, oh, man, oh, Manny, to the into the sea of San Diegans, into the crone zone. Are these nuggets that you think of and write down, or are you just that freaking good that the second something happens, when the rest of us would be screaming obscenities or incoherentness, you've got these masterful catchphrases ready to go? Are you just that good?
First of all, thanks so much for that. I really appreciate that, John. They do just kind of come up, and some go away because they're not awesome. I will use it. I'll say it, and I'll be like, I don't like it, you know. But the other ones that I think of Slam Diego and some of the other ones that kind of just happen. And they stick, and they just kind of go with it. But yeah, no, they definitely just kind of come up.
Well, my girlfriend was so irritated with me last year with all of our walk-offs, with all the Don Orsillo imitations I was doing as we were walking out of the stadium to seemingly no one, just screaming it because I just love you so much. But has anyone ever considered a Don Orsillo sound-alike contest?
I don't know that they have, but I bet you're pretty close.
John, why don't you go ahead and audition for Don right now?
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Do it.
Okay.
What do you got?
You want the sea or you want the Mano Manny? You pick, Don.
Let's go see a San Diegan.
Into a sea of San Diegans!
That's pretty good. That's very good.
Don't toy with me, Don Orsillo.
No, it's very good. Very
okay, my next question about that. I was playing Major League Baseball. I'm sorry, a younger person I know that was playing Major League Baseball's The Show video game.
A friend of yours?
Perhaps, yes. They have Into a Sea of San Diegans. The announcers don't say it, but it's printed on the Major League Baseball's The Show when, you know, one of our Padres goes yard. That was your catchphrase. Do the Padres or Major League Baseball own it after you say it, or can you collect on that?
No, sadly. They own me and that.
Gotcha. Okay. That's the price you pay for having one of the best jobs in the world.
It is. I mean, absolutely. There's only 30 of us who have this job.
God, that's just so amazing.
I'm very thankful.
I would imagine just as thankful as we are to have you and Mark Grant as our broadcasting team on television. Don Orsillo, the television voice of the San Diego Padres. More with him coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. We are back, super excited to be talking to San Diego broadcasting legend, baseball broadcasting legend, Don Orsillo, on the eve of the home opener.
I appreciate that. It's very kind of you.
I've followed your career since you were in Boston, and so thankful that Boston lost their mind and just basically gave you to us because we ended up having, I think, two of the best baseball announcers in the country with you and Mudd. And the fun that you have, the chemistry that you guys have, it's so obvious. You guys aren't afraid to get loose. You're not afraid to rip on each other. You're not afraid to show your disdain when the umpires screw up. It's honest. It's real. And it's what more announcing should be. So consider this just more praise on you and Mark just for the joy that you bring, the excitement that you bring the San Diego Padres baseball fans. From what I've heard from our friends at 97.3 The Fan, our sister station, there is a very, very positive, even more so than last year, vibe to this year's clubhouse, which they think could be enough to make them up to that upper tier team again. What are your thoughts on that?
First of all, thanks for the kind words. That is so nice of you. I absolutely love it here in San Diego. This was the greatest move I could possibly make, and I was here about 10 minutes and realized how much I wanted to be here for the rest of my career. I don't want to go anywhere else. This is my home, and I love it here so much, and thankfully the Padres have felt the same way and taking care of me and to assure that I'll be here, which I am so thankful to Eric Grubner and the Padres because they have been everything to me, and the fact that they kind of reciprocated just made things even better. So I'll start there.
Cool.
But second of all, I agree with you 100%. Last year ended very poorly, up 2-1 in the series against the Dodgers, and all of a sudden you don't score for 24 innings. Coming into spring training this year, a much different vibe in that clubhouse. Think of the character that's in there already, led by Manny Machado and the guys that he has around him. I mean, Fernando now is a veteran. He knows what to expect from every year. Xander Bogaerts is part of that conversation. Luis Arraez. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm feeling it. And I think they're a little more relaxed this year so far coming in. I don't think they're worried about the rest of the division because the division did get better for the most part. Certainly the team to the north. But I don't think they're concerned about that.
I love that you said that. One thing I picked up on while listening to a Padres interview was, we know the Dodgers are the Dodgers. We know they're going to be there. We don't care. Get to the postseason, and we got to beat them in five games. We're taking care of our business. You know, we're not looking in the rear view. We're looking through the windshield, and I'm just so excited for opening day.
I can't wait. I mean, opening day is always the coolest day of the year for me, but I'm certainly excited about this year's group. And I did leave one guy out who I know you guys are a huge fan of, and that's Jackson Merrill. I love that kid.
I love that kid, so much.
Oh, my God. Watching him last year was so much fun, and he is such a good dude.
I have one more quick question for you, honey. Does it ever go through your mind as you're doing these games that you are putting memories in little people's brains that will be there forever and bring back fabulous memories? Because some of the best memories I have is listening to Bob Uecker with the Milwaukee Brewers with my dad out on the back porch.
First of all, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Uke because he was a giant in our industry and we just lost him, and he was the kindest, funniest, nicest man you'll ever meet, and was really good to me when I broke in. So I'm glad you mentioned Bob Uecker. Answer your question? No. You know, it's funny. You know, you hear from people all the time, hey, you made this event for me, or what you said is something I'll never forget. But when you're doing it, you're not really thinking about it.
Well, here's to the day that someone 30, 40 years from now says to you, gosh, you know, you gave me some of the best, you know, afternoons of my life with my dad or my mom or my brother, you know.
I'll just say it right now while compiling my Don Orsillo greatest hits audio. Thank you. And thank you on behalf of San Diego, and go freaking Padres.
Thank you so much for all of that. I'm looking forward to this season like none other. So very excited, and we'll see you guys at the yard.
Don Orsillo, give our best to Mud, okay? And here's to a successful, awesome, memory-filled 2025 San Diego Padres season.
Let's go.
Thank you, honey.
Hey, can I do one more?
Oh,
one
God.
More?
Jeez,
let's
God. Okay.
Let's go.
Man, oh, man, oh, many!
Oh, so good.
Oh, I love it. Thanks, Don Orsillo.
Thanks, honey.
Thanks, guys.
Remember, we get things started at 9:30 for our Padres opening day pre-party. Rockin' Baja Lobster, 5th Avenue location in Gaslamp, 9:30 to 11:30, giving out Boots in the Park tickets to Go Padres. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. The NCAA March Madness tournament resumes tomorrow, which, of course, I'll be ignoring blatantly because of opening day and because my bracket is a lot of people's. However, every year, our show puts together our own brackets, me based on my, you know, somewhat knowledge of college basketball since I'm a fan. Tammy, your criteria for picking games this year was what?
Well, it was just kind of like if a song came to my head when I saw the name, or if it was a name that I liked, or a place that I lived.
If I'm remembering correctly, producer Jessica, yours was places, like possible vacation destinations.
Yeah, places I'd like to go visit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Normally, my skill means nothing. As far as who gets the better bracket, let's see how we're doing so far. There are 16 teams left, hence the term Sweet 16. Tammy, your song popped into my head theory. How many teams do you have left?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, okay. 7 out of 16.
Yeah.
So under 50%.
Yeah. And I'm completely out on one side because I had Wisconsin going all the way.
Okay. Producer Jessica, vacation destination bracket picking out of 16 teams. How many do you have of college basketball? I have 11 out of 16 teams still playing.
Oh, wow. Still, wow.
Yeah. And
awesome.
All four Final Four teams are still playing. However, that makes me like in second to last place in my family's March Madness bracket challenge, including my mother, who's ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
My sister and all of my nieces are just destroying me. In fact, one of my nieces, Anna, I believe, is in like the upper 98% bracket percentage of America.
Nice.
I know. I know. It's awesome. It's totally awesome.
Here's what I've learned is that the places that are really good at basketball are places you don't want to go. So that's why they're good at basketball. basketballs because you don't really want to be there, so they have a lot of time to practice basketball.
That's it's a good funny. Theory. Yeah, it's a good theory.
Producer Jessica, though, you did have Michigan going far into the tournament, and they are right now doing very, very well.
I know. I'm very proud. Go Big Blue.
Go Big Blue.
That's what we say.
I know. I get it. Go. It's so odd to hear anything pro, like, yay sports come out of your mouth.
I like sports.
Sure, I know you do.
You sound like the character Leonard on The Big Bang Theory when he tried to come in and watch sports with Penny and her friends, and he lifts up a shirt and it says, "Go sports."
Yeah. Jessica, let me know shirt lifting.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Yvonne is in San Marcos. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning.
Would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Bye-bye, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Yvonne, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy does, you'll get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also, Yvonne, I want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Trisha Yearwood added to her lengthy list of career accolades on Monday when she was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. True or false? There are over 3,250 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I think the Walk of Fame is that large. I'm going to go with false.
Mark Paul Gosselaar recently admitted to dating all 3 of his Saved by the Bell leading ladies, with his relationship to Lark Voorhees, a.k.a. Lisa Turtle, lasting the longest, 3 years. Who did Mark play on Saved by the Bell?
Screech?
Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal made their opening night debut of their play Othello on Broadway earlier this week. Considered one of his greatest works, who wrote Othello?
I have no idea.
The Office celebrated its 20th anniversary since premiering this week in 2005. The Office romance that still has many swooning was between John Krasinski and Jenna Fischer's characters. What were their names?
Ugh, my son's going to kill me. John and Sarah.
And finally, Mariah Carey and Anderson .Paak were spotted holding hands in L.A. just 1 week after he accompanied her to an awards show. Anderson is one half of the Grammy-winning duo Silk Sonic. Who is the other singer?
Oh, my God, you're killing me today.
You know what? I seem to be having that effect on in women in general, it seems. What a drag.
What are you saying?
I don't know, man. Striking out right and left. Yvonne did 1 out of 5 today, Tim.
Okay.
Tammy, Trisha Yearwood added to her lengthy list of career accolades on Monday when she was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. True or false, there are over 3,250 stars on Hollywood's Walk of Fame.
I have no idea. It seems to be a specific number, so I'll say true.
Yvonne theorized that she didn't think it was that long, and she was right. Trisha's star marked the 2,805th star. Totally random question, you know. 1 to nothing. Yvonne. Mark Paul Gosselaar recently admitted to dating all 3 of his Saved by the Bell leading ladies. His relationship to Lark Voorhees, a.k.a. Lisa Turtle, lasting the longest, 3 years. What a dog. Who did Mark play on Saved by the Bell?
Zach.
I'll take Zach. Zach Morris. Yvonne didn't know. 1 to 1. Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal made their opening night debut of the play Othello on Broadway earlier this week. Considered one of his greatest works. Who wrote Othello?
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare. Little guy named William Shakespeare did okay for himself. 2 to 1, Tammy. Tim, The Office celebrated its 20th anniversary since premiering this week in 2005. The Office romance that still has many swooning was between John Krasinski and Jenna Fischer's characters. What were their names?
Jim and Pam.
Jim Halpert and Pam Beasley. I've been back in an Office kick. I can have The Office and or Modern Family on in the background mm-hmm. when I'm house cleaning or cooking or writing the college. And it just on a continuous loop, doesn't matter what episode it is, I'll just keep it rolling. And yesterday, all day, it was The Office. All right, anyway, it's now 3 to 1, Tammy. And finally, Tam, Mariah Carey and Anderson .Paak were spotted holding hands in L.A. just 1 week after he accompanied her to an awards show. Anderson is one half of the Grammy-winning duo Silk Sonic. Who is the other singer?
Oh, what's his name? Oh, I love him too.
You're a huge fan of his.
I know. You know I know him. Why can't I come up with his name? He's so cute and little.
He's so cute and little.
He is little. He's very small.
He is. Huge,
I'm
massive.
Just totally having a blank.
I hope we get a chance to interview him.
I was just going to say, I hope we get to see Anderson. He's at Stagecoach this year.
Oh, that's
He's
right.
doing a DJ set. They just announced it this week. So excited.
That's awesome. Well, maybe he'll bring his duo in Silk Sonic out, whose name is Bruno Mars.
Bruno! Dang it. I just couldn't come up with it.
Well, okay, we figured that out. Today, Yvonne, Tammy Beasley by a score of 3-1. You're not going to get any of her money, but we've got a great prize for you.
We do. You'll be joining us now for KSON's Leading Ladies Live. Averyana, Cece, Megan Patrick, Priscilla Block, and Runaway June is at Beach House at Belmont Park on May 15th.
Awesome.
Have a wonderful day, Yvonne. We appreciate you. Before you leave, however, we do have to have you say this.
I'm Yvonne in San Marcos, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Tammy had a real sore tooth and fire in her eyes earlier this week when she got to the station.
Yeah, so I thought I cracked a tooth over the weekend, and I had to schedule an emergency dental appointment. Thank you, Super Dentist, by the way.
Tell them John Tammy sent
yes.
you.
But before I had that appointment, I was having my husband, Kurt, look to see if he could see a crack in my tooth. And, you know, my husband is so good at so many things. So many things. But being a nurse, a comfort-giving nurse, is just not in his roster of things. He's got his little tools, and he's looking at my tooth, and he says, you know, I don't see a crack anywhere, honey. I don't see anything there. But you know what I did notice? That maybe you aren't brushing well enough on the upper part of your gum. And I just looked at him, and I was just like, are you kidding me right now? Like, did you think maybe my mouth was too sore to brush my teeth properly? Right. I'm getting a lecture? Well, let me just say I don't see anything. I'm sorry you're in pain. That's it.
Tammy, I'm sorry for you. And I hope you're not in pain any longer.
No, it's fixed. Everything's good.
So there wasn't a crack in your tooth.
There was no crack in my tooth.
So Kurt wasn't wrong about that at all.
No, he was not. He was right about the diagnosis. Except I didn't need a lecture on toothbrushing.
Maybe work on the bedside delivery.
Yes.
Hey, this hasn't been the first time this has come up on our show.
Yesterday when I was working out with that workout band, and it broke and it slapped me in the face really hard, and I yelled, ow, ow, ow. And you asked me if I was okay, and I was still saying, ow, ow, ow. And then what did you do?
Yikes.
You don't even remember. You said, I asked you if you were okay.
Yes.
I asked if you were okay.
Kurt, listen, you guys have been married for many, many years now. I know I'm not married, so clearly you know what you're doing. You shouldn't take advice from me. However, I would think if the woman of your dreams, your wife of over 20 years, is going, ow, 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 continuously, loudly, in pain, maybe she's not okay. Kurt, let me ask you this. What happens if you would listen to me and said, oh, my goodness, my wife is in turmoil. I must go help. You get there and you see it was just the rubber band to the face. Do you go, oh, you kidding me? That's really what? That's why I'm here?
We've been married a long time. You're right. I have come to understand the difference between a blood-curdling, life-threatening scream and I broke a fingernail.
Totally right.
A rubber band slapped me in the face.
Totally right. There's different tones when it's, ow, I stubbed my toe, to ow, I need help, call an ambulance.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yes, yeah.
Listen, you're a fabulous doctor. We all know that. If I had cut myself open, I would let you stitch me back up. But you suck as a nurse.
Nobody's perfect.
I think what she's trying to say is you don't necessarily put the care in caregiver. Ah, you old romantic, you. Seriously, you should write a greeting card to your husband and in the card say, baby, if I had cut myself open, I would let you stitch me back up.
I would. I wouldn't be afraid. I would trust him 100%. I have a fever. I feel sick. I need something. I'll just sweat it out.
You'll be fine.
You'll be good. You know.
Be lucky you're not an early pioneer. You could have dysentery. What? Get out. Great lover, great husband, great doctor.
Yeah.
Horrible nurse.
Absolutely.
We continue to learn. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Much like a young child anxiously awaiting Santa, I find sleep will be very hard this evening. as we get ready for the Padres home opener, including, I mean, the second we're done here, heading down to Rockin' Baja and Gaslamp for our opening day pre-party, Tammy.
Yes, we start at 9:30 to 11:30, obviously getting excited for the opening day, but also a chance for you to win tickets to Boots in the Park.
We're going to have drink specials, awesome food like Rockin' Baja always does have, and as Tammy mentioned, Boots in the Park tickets before we all head over to Petco for the home opener of our 2025 San Diego Padres. Remember, if you don't get to go to the game, you can always listen to every pitch of every game on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. Find out all the details at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.